Hello, hello, everybody. It's 5:49 p.m. Central Time on the 20th of January, 2023. Friday night here in the United States, Saturday already internationally. Hope you are doing well. We have some earthquake activity to talk about, and big earthquake activity to talk about, not just something small. Let me get a display capture turned on here and show you what we're talking about. We have two different events. First, a 6.2 struck east of Puerto Rico in the Caribbean. That's big in its own right for the Caribbean. However, the thing that's stealing the show here is a big, deep 6.8 down at 610 kilometers deep down below the plate in the asthenosphere, which is an area of semi-melted magma down below the plates. And it's 6.8 in Argentina. We watch for up to 7 to 10 days for a shallower, larger earthquake up to a magnitude or more larger, but one magnitude at in its own right, it's going to take us up to 7.8. If we go any larger, we're going up to near 8.0 or greater. Now, where do we watch? That's the big deal is, of course, we watch around the deep earthquake. Now, I can turn on something that I don't normally use here, which is a shell feature, which is a dome that goes out around the earthquake. And it shows you an area spreading out all the way over to the Arrows over here next to Rapa Nui and Easter Island, as well as going all the way to the north up at Colombia, as far east as Brazil and around out into the mid-Atlantic, and as far south as the South Sandwich Islands. So it's a huge sphere that we would watch around. Now, I want you to think of this like a bubble coming in on the underside of the plate. We'll look at it three-dimensionally for a second. Think of it like a bubble coming up underneath and then spreading out and away and upwards. So, like a person lifting on the underside of something, and then you're going to watch out and away, and if there's cracks in whatever the person is lifting, you would watch along those cracks. And then that takes us into the USGS plate boundary map, which I show in all my updates, but I'll show again right now. The red lines going around the Pacific plate are the plate boundaries between the Pacific and so forth, over to the Nazca plate, the Cocos plate up to the north, down to the south, Antarctica. So the big deep earthquake coming in below Argentina, look where it resides. It resides on the interior side of the South American plate, and it's going to leverage in underneath the Nazca plate up to the Cocos, and the Nazca Plate down to Antarctica. So in the middle, to the north, and to the south, like a balancing scale, where the middle point, where the deep earthquake is coming up underneath, is the spot where the middle of the scale is, where we have a two-arm scale, where we'd be balancing on one side and the other. In the past, when we've seen deep sixes anywhere on the planet, they tend to be followed by shallower, larger earthquakes up to one magnitude larger. It just happened over here in the West Pacific with this seven and the other sevens that happened over the past week. We had deep earthquake activity down below Japan up to the north on the letter D here, for instance, a deep 6.3, and then followed by a shallow 7.3 down on the south side of the diamond-shaped plate here. Again, going up to Japan, it's see the arrows. So we get a deep earthquake down below this part, and then coming up down below on the south side, thousands of miles to the south. That's where our shallower, larger earthquake happened on our deep quakes over there. Just many examples of this in the past. And usually it's a larger earthquake coming up. Again, we're coming up out of the magma and going into a solid. So it's like a wave in the ocean that has enough power on itself, but when it crashes against the shore, that's when the power is realized. That's when it's hitting a solid coming out of the fluid. And the same thing, I think, is happening on the underside of South America now. So we'd watch for 7 to 10 days from now for the potential of a shallower, larger earthquake up to a magnitude larger. And let's see, 7 days is going to put us to, again, next Friday the 27th. And 10 days will put us pretty much to the end of the month. So we're looking to January 31st. Let's just do it to January 31st. We will watch South America in particular, going as far north as Colombia, where I have my other warning going. I already issued a warning for the north side up here at Colombia 2 days ago in my last video. down to the south, it's a no-brainer. We would also watch for this to flow down around and over to the edge, reaching into the Atlantic. That's the South Sandwich Islands. Whenever I see a big deep earthquake like this, we look for a reverberation to go all the way around the planet and back to where the deep earthquake takes place. So how do we go around the planet from here? Well, we would go down to South Sandwich, and we would go up and around South America this way to our X's. Once we get to South Sandwich, the two X's to the south and the two X's to the north, we go through the planet and come back out on the antipode. Or maybe we just go back around the planet if it's a disk. So if we're round, we're going through the planet. If we're a disk, we're going back around the planet. Either way, we're coming back around to the other side where new deep earthquakes come out on this side at our letter D's. And we'll see a huge flurry of activity, of deep earthquake activity in the next few days. At our letter D at Tonga, at both D's at Indonesia and Philippines, at our D up at Japan, and our D at Kamchatka, maybe even going as far west as our D at Afghanistan. That's where all the D's are. That's where we look for deep earthquakes. To top it all off, we also watch on the antipode, which is just a complex geological term to describe the opposite side of something. We look through the planet, or go to the opposite side. And what do we have? Going to the opposite side of the planet takes us over here to Asia. Let's look through the planet and just make sure we're looking at the opposite. Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe we're not. Hold on. Again, I have to do this. We're looking through the planet. Okay, and that brings us in right. Ah, at Sumatra. So we're looking at Indonesia, Sumatra as the antipode for this deep quake on the opposite side of the planet. Again, we're going to go through the planet. Let me make sure on this. Well, hold on. I might be wrong on that. Hold on. Here is the antipode. So Taiwan into Philippines, as far west as the coast of China, but right here is the plate boundary. So looking through the planet, we would warn here for a 1 magnitude less earthquake than a 6.8, which would be something like a 5.8 to 6, an antipode quake on top of everything else. So antipodes get hit. That's already proved. In case you don't know, the antipode thing, that an earthquake on one side of the planet is followed by a similar sized earthquake within 3 to 5 days on the other side of the planet, has already been discussed in the Journal of Nature and Geophysics, and they studied over 5,000 different earthquakes over 5.0 and found that happened, 80% of the time or so? It was some huge number. It was like 80 or 90% of the time that there's a earthquake on the opposite side of the planet of the same size within 3 days or 5 days. Okay, so recapping, big deep earthquake down below South America. We watch for up to a 7.8. Now, where do we watch? Let's look between our current sets of earthquakes. That's going to determine where we watch. So we have a big open area here across northern South America. That's all of Peru, all of Ecuador, going up to Colombia. Then we have two quakes out here off the coast, one 4.8 east of Galapagos or west of Ecuador, and one off the coast of Panama. So a cluster on the north side. We'll talk about this quake over in the Caribbean in a second. We can just mention it, 6.2 also on the north side. In the middle, so to speak, that's where our 6.8 is. And then we go all the way down here and we have to go back more than 2 days to get our last quake. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. South Sandwich completely quiet. So you see the other earthquakes on South America. So where do we watch? We watch on the north side. You see our interior arrows here? The reason I'm watching on the north side, do you see the small arrows on the inside here that go on the mountain range, the Andes Mountains? You see where our deep quake is? It's raised high off the globe here. Now you see how it's just on the north side of our arrow that's pointing south. And on the north side, that's where the split is that goes this way, up and around with the small arrows, out to our X. So when we get deep earthquakes down below South America, it matters where they happen. I'll give you another example of we've seen a deep earthquake down below here in the 6.0 range. Back in 2016, December 15th, I think. And 2 weeks later, 14 days later, well, 10 days later, on Christmas Day, down at the south, down here, we got an 8.0 quake. So first a 6, and then 10 days later, an 8. Deep 6, shallow 8. Deep 6 on the 15th, shallow 8 on the 25th. So is it going to happen again but opposite? So the arrows tell us which way we watch for when there's a push on the underside. It depends on where the push comes in. The push that came in here was reported right here at the border of Brazil and Peru. This is in 2016. And the flow went to the south. Contrary. Again, it was on the north side. And my arrows point to the north. Normally, that's which way the flow goes. So I think it has to do with the angle or the trajectory at which it's coming up from down below. And there's no way for me to know that. I don't think there's any way for even the professionals to know that yet. There may be a way to measure direction on this, but that would have to do with very low frequency, ultra low frequency, and putting antennas in the ground, actually. VLF antenna in the ground. About the size of a pallet that you would ship something on in a truck. Put that down in the ground, and it could maybe pick this up. Anyway, now, let's talk about the 6.2 up on the east side of the Caribbean. Let me show you on the plate boundary map here. We just got done talking about what's going on in South America and where we're going to watch on the north side in between our two sets of quakes, which reduces it down to Colombia, where I also have the warning going from 2 days ago. However, we have to incorporate in what's happening on the north side already, the 6.2 on the east side of the Caribbean. Where did it come from? Let's trace it back. We'll go back over to the west. We had a big disturbance or a push happen over the past several days over here off the west coast of Central America. And take a look at it. Look, there's our 5.2. There's all our fours. Where did the 5.2 happen? That 5.2 happened in Guatemala, right at the El Salvador border. Well, look what's right there. The red line. Guatemala, El Salvador border, 5.2 plus a bunch of fours, indicating something was coming in. Something did come in. 6.0 worth of energy crept all the way over to the east, or the combined total of everything on the west side, added up, and went over to the east, and struck over to the east. So 5.2 plus a bunch of fours and volcanic eruptions at the volcanoes adds up over the course of a few days, boom, over to the east, new 6.2. Now, where do we watch for a new outbreak to take place? Two things should happen on this. We should see a light up out here at Ascension Island with new fives, and we should see the halfway point between the earthquakes over at Central America and the earthquake over in the Caribbean, where the rings are overlapping here. Where do they overlap? They overlap on Jamaica. They overlap on Cuba. And just to the west, you could technically say the Cayman Islands. So we would watch the Cayman Islands to Jamaica, Cuba for a new break to take place somewhere between the 5.2 and the 6.2. So somewhere between this and this. And what does that take us to? It takes us to a mid-range to upper 5. Should be coming in by Cuba to Jamaica over as far west as the Cayman Islands. And a new 5-point-something should be striking out here. I don't think it's going to matter to anybody. But with a new big earthquake striking, when a new upper 7 strikes up here in Central America, or into South America, I mean, right at the boundary between the two, then we'll watch for a huge flare-up to go across over to Venezuela. Oh, by the way, whenever I issue a warning for Colombia, I myself, even though I don't tell you guys to watch for this, watch as far east as Venezuela, as the flow can go over to the east. So if I'm watching right here and I issue the warning for here, I look 200 miles, I expect the public to watch 200 miles around where I issue the warning. However, we've seen many times in the past where I issue the warning for here, and it hits here. And I get back on, and I'm like, ah, oh, guys, I hit it. I'm just east of where I issued the warning. You know, technically, it's over 200 miles, but that's the quake we're looking for. So I'd want the people, when we're talking about this size quake, up to a 7.8, I would just tell them to watch everywhere from Colombia all the way over to the north side of Venezuela, but that most likely it's going to strike on the west side in between all the current quakes. However, if it comes in Venezuela, please, please don't fault me too hard. No pun intended. What else is happening aside from 7.0 level activity and deep earthquakes on both sides of the planet? Spreading out across. Looks like a pincushion. Oh, yeah. The west coast of the United States got hit by upper 4 to near 5. People said it felt really strong, but I went and checked, and USGS just has it at a 4. It could be a real strong 4. Whether it's a 4 or a 5, it shook things up. It got your attention. Now, guys, I was wrong. I warned for a 4.5 to strike on the creeping section of the San Andres next to Monterey Bay. This is Monterey Bay right here, this little inlet here. And instead, a 3.5 came in on the last day of the warning. I am sorry. I told you I'd get on and apologize if I get it wrong. This one's right on at a magnitude under. So, look, it's not a sarcastic beating myself up, but I got it within the magnitude, all right? I'm trying to get it down within a magnitude. That's the point of my forecasting. One magnitude within 200 miles within 7 days. And here we are, and we've got ourselves with a 3.5 right along the coast, right next to Monterey Bay, one magnitude under. Then a 4.2 strikes up on the north side, more than 200 miles, but on the north side of where I'm watching, a mid-range 4 comes rolling in. Is that the quake? It's back at the spot that broke previously where the 6 happened. Where the 6 happened, a new 4 has taken place. So I should take that into account when I issue warnings. Aftershock spots? But I don't forecast aftershocks. So again, we already know aftershocks are going to hit at a spot that's broken apart with a 6 and a fault has ruptured and so forth. You'd expect that to move for a fair amount of time. But anyway, down to the south within magnitude. And we got another 3.5 striking right next to Geysers of California at the volcano Mount Conocti. Okay, Conocti. Sorry, I've been saying Mount Conocti, and it's Conocti, whatever. Up here at the volcano, our swarm has now died out, though. So the number of earthquakes at the volcano has actually gone down as the bigger earthquake activity has started to pick up. Now, what else has happened? Well, a line of earthquakes going down across California's creeping section, like I said, going up to 3.5. We go down to Parkfield, and we stop at Parkfield again. So we're coming down. You see all the earthquakes going down the San Andreas. Once we get down to here, poop, stops, and then goes back over to the east, and we get another line of quakes. It's all small, going down over into Ridgecrest. This is regular, normal. Same for the flow at the California-Nevada border. We expect it to go down to the California-Nevada border, and then go this way, following the arrows over to Utah, and then following the arrows down to Texas, and then following the arrows back up to Oklahoma, and then up to the East Coast, which all has happened in the past few days. If you take a look at the quakes over the past 2 days, you can see it. The line of earthquakes going around the outside edge of the North American Craton. This is no shock to longtime viewers. You know there is a flow that goes around the plates. If you're a new viewer, you're probably mind blown to find out that there's an actual trajectory to earthquakes, and that there's a flow that can be forecast somewhat like a train going across a series of tracks, and you can just keep track of which way it's going and generally know the time of arrival. In this case, our estimated time of arrival is a few days to go from across one plate to another, at the most, a few days' time for the flow. So what's flowing? Some kind of seismic energy, a wave of some kind that's dropping off the earthquakes along the way. Okay? Anyway, line of earthquakes going down California's coast, jumping over and stopping at Parkfield and going over into the valley. The reason we're stopping at Parkfield and jumping over into the valley is because there's something over in the valley that it's jumping over to. Path of least resistance, this wave will go down the San Andreas, and then when it gets to a spot where it's easier to go, it'll go there. And why is it easier to go over into the valley and jump over along the coast than it is to straight up go down the San Andreas? Well, it's locked right there. But over to the east, there's a series of drill points. And down to the southwest, there's a series of drill points. So let's go look. I can just find it on the map. I don't even need to pull the coordinates for the earthquake. There's so many, that's how we know. So Parkfield is right here. It's already marked on the map. Everybody in California knows about Parkfield, the earthquake capital of the world, right? Anyway, we jump off it, we go over to the east, and we jump off it, we go down to the southwest. So, like I said, over to the east, nothing but drill points, easy to find. You can just zoom in and find thousands of them. They go right up to the fault, to the San Andreas. This is just where we start. All of this is drilled all the way down, going up to the fault. Do you see it? Here, hold on. Okay. Every one of these is a different oil or gas well. and there's the San Andreas. So we're drilled all the way along, and we go right back up here, and this is kind of where the drill points start. So we come down the San Andreas, we jump over to the drill points. Same time, we jump over out of the San Andreas, we jump to the south by southwest, and I would like to get the coordinates for the earthquakes to the south by southwest, going down by San Luis Obispo and so forth. These are fault zones, not drill points, but it's a path of least resistance, so it's easier for this seismic flow to go out and spread out than it is to go straight through this section of the San Andreas, which apparently gets locked and builds into large earthquake activity up in North LA. But let's go search right here along the coast, see if there's anything there worth looking at. Ragged Point, San Carpoforo Creek Beach. I don't see, oh wait, we've got the Hearst Castle there. Isn't that wonderful? Got a series of lighthouses, we would expect that. I don't see any kind of drill points nearby, no facilities, no power generation. That's good. That's good. Just faults. San Simeon. Now, as we get further to the south, you get down here and you have a bunch more drill points, like I said, right along the coast, starting right about here and going all the way down to here. Through the Air Force Base, all the way around Vandenberg, for instance, it's just nothing but drill points. I don't know if they have a special deal with the military base, but it's all the way around the military base, all the drill points. So the only spot that technically I would call natural earthquakes spreading out from here would be to the west. To the east, we're going over to drill points. To the west, we're going down to fault zones. But nonetheless, it still is quiet there along Lompoc, Santa Barbara. Once we go over to the east, though, we're at volcanoes all the way along the California-Nevada border, starting up to the north, going down across over to Monte Cristo Hills, Volcanic Buttes, and furthermore, spreading down to Ridgecrest. Do I need to show them all to you? The only spots I think that people would really want to see would be maybe the nuclear test sites getting hit with earthquake activity. You want to see the nuke sites, guys? If you're new here, yes, you probably will. Longtime viewers are like, dude, again? It's just a series of small earthquakes at man-made faults out here at the nuke sites. But it's a sign of some kind of seismic wave reaching to the nuke sites to cause the earthquakes at the man-made faults. And that vibration that's coming in, that very low frequency, is electrically induced. Mother Nature, of course. See all these craters in the ground here? These are not bombing ranges, as in taking and dropping bombs from airplanes. Every single one is a different underground nuke test. Wonderful stuff. Let's turn on the borders and labels and information from the Google Earth community and just get a U.S. Nuke Operation Dormouse Prime, April 5th, 1962. 10 kilotons, just a little dormouse. A little 10 kiloton nuke. No biggie. What's this one? U.S. Nuke Operation Numbat, December 12th, 1962. Is that 20.11? Or is that 2.011? Or is that 201? Or is that... if that's 2,000 kilotons, that's 2 megatons. I would expect a bigger crater, so I'm guessing it's 20. Anyway, there's just that valley, and we go all the way over to here, where the 1980s and 90s nuke tests were done with France and the UK. And here's Area 51, over here on the other side, Groom Lake. Yeah, fun stuff. Series of earthquakes creeping down to there and then going over to the east from there, spreading out over into Utah. Guess what's over in Utah? Not nuke test sites. But they have the earthquake just listed as 2.2 Utah. Well, the only way to find out what's there is to look it up. You guys should do this. If you're bored and you're just sitting around, grab the coordinates from the USGS, put them in on Google Earth. You'll start finding all kinds of stuff. You'll start finding all kinds of stuff. For real. You'll zoom in and you'll see, oh, you'll see stuff like this.
Oh, Dutch, what they did was they had old farmers that came out here in the 1900s. and they scraped away all the hillsides to make it so that it would stop erosion. They did it on the side of these ancient volcanoes just because. Now, all these are different lava flows on the side of the Markagunt Plateau. But I'm going to tell you, when they do something like this and they turn it into some kind of national preserve or something,
hashtag Tartaria.
Hashtag ancient hidden civilization that used to be here right before we got here. And it's not American Indian. They had the ability to move large amounts of earth. Not in a mound. I'm talking across hundreds of miles, baby. Some kind of ancient advanced civilization that was here that's been hidden. And it's indisputable now. Anybody who says there isn't is just like either uninformed or hiding it. Those are the options. Uninformed, hiding it. Which is it? Those are the categories that the people who don't know or are denying it would fall into. Meanwhile, we have earthquakes that go to these spots. And that's the only reason I even noticed them to begin with. Anyway, let's go up and look up into Utah. Let's go up into Idaho. Let's go up into Yellowstone National Park. Nothing to worry about, guys. A series of small earthquakes doesn't mean the volcano is going to erupt. However, I would expect the number of earthquakes to go through the roof. And I would also expect the magnitudes to increase by twofold, or 100 times more power, that we would go from twos up to fours up in Idaho very soon. Now, this past week, I issued a warning which expires tomorrow, tonight or tomorrow, for Haida Gwaii going into Vancouver Island. No earthquake activity reported there at all worth mentioning. And I have a warning going there for up to 6.5. And nothing's hit at all. The whole week, nothing of any significance. Let's go back for the start of the week. USGSV. See? Nothing. Not a 4.0 or greater quake reported by the USGS here on the coast of Canada. All right. Well, I could strike out. It could be. We're getting down to the last day. If it doesn't hit by the last day, I mean, I'll give it a day more. But meanwhile, we're getting fours to the south and fours to the north with a big open silent zone on the west coast of the United States. I would say watch it. Where I have a warning going in the middle of this huge open silent zone where there's no significant earthquakes. And we're down to the last day of the watch. What else is happening? Let's jump across the planet and go to the opposite side. Our sevens are happening over and over again in the West Pacific. That's an increase from where we were. We were at fives, then we went to sixes, and now we are at sevens. And now we have an antipode quake coming here in the West Pacific, going up to near six again. But I think people should see this. What's happened over in Europe in the past 2 to 3 days? A series of fives has crept across all of Europe, and take a look at the spacing on these fives. Do you see it? Well, here, let me back it out just a little bit so you can see it. You almost have to be a planet away to see the equidistant spacing on these quakes spread out from Afghanistan, over across right at the Iran-Turkey border, going west and southwest across over in the plate boundary, south of Italy. Take a look. Let me show you what I was just talking about there. Going from here to here to here. Same size quakes, with the biggest in the middle. So like bookends, we got 5.1s on either side. And in the middle, we got a 6 or 5.8. This is following that red line that I just showed you. The plate boundary coming out of Afghanistan, going to Turkey, and over to south of Italy. So what does it mean? It means everywhere from Afghanistan to Italy just shifted on a 5 to near 6.0 basis in a day. And that's a lot. So is anyone surprised to see another 5.1, like another bookend, all the way out at the T intersection, all the way out here at the plate boundary, out past the Azores? Again, my longtime viewers should not be shocked to see this, that it's a spread of the same size quakes, where the biggest is in the middle, and it's going to spread to the west as well, the biggest. So if we're at 5.8 and we're going to spread to the west, we currently have a path of fives. Now we look between the fives. So between the fives, 5.8 and a 5.1 added together equals 5.9. New 5.9 due over here to the east, south of Azerbaijan. A new 5.9 due here, south of Istanbul, western Turkey, the Aegean Sea, going as far south as east of Crete. And a third 5.2 should strike here at Morocco, south Spain, in the next few days. The halfway points between the quakes. That's how we determine the areas to watch. So halfway points between our fives. Let's also talk about Japan. Check it out. New five came rolling in. Again, this is a magnitude under what I was looking for. A magnitude and a half under what I'm looking for. Spot on location. Magnitude and a half under. Could be a strikeout for me on Japan as well. If I strike out on Japan and California, I'll take a week off. I'll take 2 weeks off. I'll take a month off. I'll try to figure out where I got it wrong, but I'll punish myself if I get it wrong at two spots that are significant like that. Anyway, we're not there yet. We still have till tomorrow. A new 5 hit instead of a 6.5. What does that do? Oh, by the way, with a new 5 hitting there directly at the spot where we were looking, all it does is shift the area to between our current earthquakes, and it just shifts the area, what, like 50 miles, 100 miles, maybe at the most 100 miles to the north, shifts the area slightly. That's my update for you. There's a lot I haven't talked about. I haven't talked about Hawaii. I haven't talked about the West Pacific as a whole, Australia, down at New Zealand, spread of earthquakes going down to New Zealand. Take a look where our rings overlap. Kaikoura again, Wellington. Wellington! Wellington's about to get hit by something coming in from the north. Hey, I heard you got, I don't know, I heard you just, your prime minister just quit or something. Did they just do that there? Is that like a thing? Just like, I can't take it anymore. Pfft, I'm out of here. Dude, they never do that here in the United States. Ever! It's not like, have you ever guys ever heard of a politician? Oh, I just can't. It's like Richard Nixon is the last one. I just can't take it. I'm out of here. Peace out. Must be a thing overseas. I'm going to resign. I sailed by. Yes. Resign. Yes. Order. Order. I said order. Sorry, guys. That's Britain, I know, but I got your attention. Order! Watch down here for a new 5.0 level plus, 5.4 plus earthquake. Okay, all right. And it got everybody's attention right at the end. What was I tinking there? What was I tinking? Oh my God! Did you hear it? Dear sailor boy! Do you have an earthquake plan? Do you know what to do when an earthquake strikes? This is the most paramount thing of all. I don't care whether you like me, don't like me. I don't care whether you listen or don't listen. Guys, you need to have an earthquake plan. You also need to have an emergency kit that'll get you through floods, fires, evacuations, and all that needs to be in it is change of clothes, set of shoes, important documents, medicine if you require it, extra, of course. What else? Flashlight, batteries, a way to pump water. Again, things to eat, some food, some kind of pre-packaged foods. Just do it. Put it into a bag, extra set of keys. Put it into the bag. Have the bag ready to go. In case you need to, you can grab it, and you're all good. You'll be, or not all good, but you'll be way better off than all those other people who aren't prepared. Now, you could put extra stuff in there because you know people are going to come up and start mooching off you. Mooch. Yeah, no, some foreigner is going to be listening to this. Google Translate, good luck. Mooching is called another word for freeloading. It's people who take and don't replenish. All right, much love, guys, much love. I will save this as a video, and we will be back on if anything significant happens. I would think that something significant is getting ready to happen in the next several days with our deep earthquake down below South America. This is a sign of seismic unrest getting ready to take place, a big deep earthquake. So don't be scared. You need to be prepared. Watch it over the next several days. If you're a skeptic on this, watch the deep earthquake. Wait for a shallower, larger earthquake to pop up next to it. Look where it happens. Start keeping track. You'll see. Deep earthquakes are followed by shallower, larger earthquakes, usually, around where the deep earthquake happens and spreading up, out, and away from them. Sometimes we can see a back and forth across the whole Pacific, even. When deep earthquakes like this happen, it's like a person lifting on the underside of a stone tabletop, and there's cracks that go all the way through and around it. And guess what happens on the other side of the table when a person lifts a lot? The crack can go and spread, and the force can be applied on the opposite side of something that you're lifting on. The same principle applies, but this is such a vast area to move. It's tens of thousands of miles from one side of the plate to the other. Well, we see it happen. So keep watch for it. Much love. And look out for this on YouTube in just a few.